a new campaign is encouraging Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples to stay strong and healthy by doing a free bowel cancer screening test every 2 years from the age of 50. Joining me to discuss this campaign is Trevor Tim. Welcome to Night TV Radio, Trevor.
Bertrand, hi. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very good. Just catching up to talk about this campaign, because data from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare indicates that just over a third of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples completed their bowel cancer screening tests as part of the national program.
Very important to do so. My example, my experience, I'm 57 years old. I've always got the mail in the mailbox, the letter saying about bowel cancer. Said, yes, I'll do it. Keep putting it off. And here I am, 57 years old, and I thought, you know, I better go and do this test. And I went and did it, and got the results back, all good, thumbs up, it's all clear. But procrastinating on it, only because I was so busy, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I'll tackle it. But time flies by, Bertrand, and now it's 7 years down the track. But I've done it, and it's all good, and it's simple as. And for jokes, to, you know, jokes in regard to black people are strong with comedy and with jokes, because the other hat I wear is with Bumma Bipra Media, Indigenous radio station in Cairns, and I do National Talk Black, and I interviewed Dr. Joel Winnetong, and he's an ambassador for bowel cancer, and he says, all you do is do a guna and send it back to the government, as in do your shit and send it back to the government. That's the funny part of it. So I use it as a good tool for jokes for our black people, especially our black men. And don't go and do your shit and send it back to the government. That came from Dr. Joel Winnetong. So there's a black doctor giving us permission to use that that analogy. I sent my shit back to the government and come back thumbs up. But in seriousness, it's a simple process. It needs to be done. And if you ain't going to do it for yourself, then do it for your children or your grandchildren. Very important.
Yeah, well, humor goes a long way, because this is a process that some might find a little bit disturbing. Some find it funny, and humor goes a very, very long way. But, there could be some cultural reasons why people just don't want to do this test. What's the explanation?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, then we're talking about, say, your feces, you know, your private outlet, and then you digging into it, but you know, put a pair of gloves on if you need to, you know, and it is your feces anyway, so, you know, nothing much to it. I think we could escalate the thought process, but we don't need to, you know. When you look at closing the gap and regarding longevity, for life, for our black people, well, we all need to do our bit, you know, in regarding supporting us, helping us close that gap. We need to own it as well. And like I said, if you ain't going to do it for yourself, then do it for your children or your grandchildren.
That's the
motivation, I think.
No, we're joking about it, but bowel cancer is one of the biggest killers in the country. It's the second biggest cancer killer.
It is. It's even worse than breast cancer, you know. And I heard that men do get breast cancer. But when you think of breast cancer or any other cancer, liver cancer, but bowel cancer is one of the highest killers out there. So we need to act on it, don't we?
Yeah. And most importantly, people are probably not aware of this. It's that it's a cancer that's very invasive, but if detected early and treated, it's curable.
Yes. And that's what we need to do. So you, when you turn 50, you need to do it. And I believe it's every 2 years thereafter, you know?
Yeah. And how is this campaign structured? What are the components of the campaign?
Well, it's about promoting action, being active with getting tested.
Yeah.
And promotion, marketing, like anything in life, in business, marketing.
Yeah.
If McDonald's stopped telling us that it's Mac time, we start to think the burger's a bit of Hungry Jack's, you know? So marketing is it, promotion.
Yeah,
and all we're doing is black voices having black conversations. So here's a black man talking to black man, talking about, promoting your checkups and your testings. And that's how we close the gap, longevity for our people.
Yeah.
We're the longest living culture on planet Earth. But then our people are dying a lot earlier than anybody else. So we need to change that narrative, change that those statistics big time.
Yeah.
By changing the narrative.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. So there are resources for to promote this campaign. It'll be on TV and media everywhere.
TV, radio, that's right, yeah. Even social media.
Yeah.
Me being an ambassador for bowel cancer, I've seen it on social media. I yet to see it on TV and yet to hear it. I heard it on radio, actually. I haven't seen it on TV. But by any means necessary, whatever vehicle we got out there to promote it, then so be it. If our family and mob are on Facebook, then put it on Facebook. If they're on Instagram, put it on Instagram. Use the social media. Put it out there. I know that as ambassador, and I do a lot of MC jobs as a motivational speaker. So when I'm on stage, I also promote it there as well. Everywhere I go, it's part of me. Being age 57, being a black man,
and
being a leader for my people.
Yeah.
Are you deadly brothers out there? Stand up. Go get tested. Do your tests. Bowel cancer. And let's live longer for our people.
And an important thing is the test kit is free as well. So it's a free test.
Doesn't
cost anything and it saves lives.
Exactly. Well, it's sent to your doorstep and then you do your test and then you just drop it at the post box, put it in the little red box, it gets mailed away. And in a couple of weeks' time, you get your test back, yeah or nay. And like I said, if it's detected, and early it's detected, then the better you are, safer you are. Yeah. Prevention.
Yeah. Now, Trevor, before I let you go, any final thoughts?
Well, the old saying, well done is better than well said. We need to act. We need to act. Instead of talking about it like trendy Trev Murray from Curry, age 57, and talking about it, I'm going to do it. And I didn't. Nothing was holding me back. I was just too busy and four grandchildren running around chasing them. But I just thought, I have to do this test. And then that's why I should become ambassador as well.
No, you want
and
to see
I should have did it 7 years ago.
Definitely.
I did do it only a couple of months ago, and then I got the thumbs up. It's all good. And then if I was in a situation where it wasn't good, well, I let 7 years pass till I was age 50. So do it. Act on it now. So well done, as Bertha Mould said. Let's act. Let's close the gap to my brothers and sisters out there. That's the message.
Trevor, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us on NITV Radio today.
It's a nice yarn with you. All the best. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, brother.